Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Friday, January 5th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. One of the world's biggest supermarket chains has said it will drop several PepsiCo products from its stores to protest what it called unacceptable price increases. Carrefour operates thousands of stores across more than 30 countries, and in a rare public standoff between a grocer and a food maker, it will stop selling Pepsi, Doritos, and other products in France, Italy, Spain, and Belgium. A PepsiCo spokeswoman said the company had been in discussion with Carrefour for months and will continue to engage in good faith in order to try to ensure that its products are available. Voters in Illinois have petitioned to keep Donald Trump off its Republican primary ballot, following similar efforts in over a dozen states claiming that the former president's actions surrounding the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot bar him from holding office under the Constitution's 14th Amendment. As of yesterday afternoon, Illinois' State Elections Board had yet to set a hearing for the petition. In an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court this week, challenging his removal from Colorado's primary ballot, Trump argued that January 6th didn't meet the 14th Amendment's threshold of an insurrection. And new Eurozone inflation data has just been released, showing another rise in consumer prices in December. CPI gained 2.9% on the year, slightly less than expected, but nevertheless a rise following 4 months of consecutive price declines. That said, the cooler-than-expected reading could lead to calls for earlier rate cuts by the ECB, amid signs that inflation is closing in on the central bank's 2% target. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, while European shares are down across the board in early trading, and U.S. stock futures are also in the red ahead of this morning's non-farm payrolls data due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast, which you can add to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.